Actually, don't know, but they did overlap one over the other.
Just for the a frame house, what would you say it was, you know, what kind of stuff was it?
Wide board. It was wide board,
Okay, what covers the top of your house?
Roof.
What do you call those things along the edge of the roof that they put up that carry the water off so it doesn't just all drip down on grass or whatever?
Guttering. And downspouts to carry the water off.
If your house had, like this and you had an L on it, you know, the place that wanted straight out, well, like yours is, I guess, shaped like this. What do you call the parts where the roof comes together?
Valley.
I had never heard of that. If you had a building, y'all may have one, I hadn't noticed, outside to store tools and stuff in, or maybe wood or something, what would you call that?
A little shed, perhaps, or a storage house. We don't have one, however. We have two storage areas off the carport, where we put our tools.
I heard you talking about conveniences a while ago. So I ask you, what would you call an outdoor toilet?
A privy.
Alright, did you ever hear any joking words that people would call it, you know?
Outhouse. Probably other things, but, oh yes, I've been down the path many times.
When you were growing up that you lived in a frame
house.
Right. Are there any other kinds of houses around here? I mean, besides frame houses?
Oh, yes. Brick houses. Ours is brick with board and batten trim on the front porch and the back porch. And, there are stone homes.
And since you lived on a farm, I'm sure you had one of these big buildings where you kept the cows, the horses.
The barn, oh yes.
Okay. All right, and you had a different kind of building to store corn in.
Crib.
You might have had a building to store grains in. Did you know?
We didn't. You mean a silo, something of that sort? No, we didn't. We had a smokehouse for our meat.
Why
that
not?
Was a separate building.
All right, the upper part of your barn was called a
loft.